Welcome to Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Venice, Florida. Today is Sunday, December 10th, the second Sunday of Advent. As Father Joe speaks to us today in his sermon entitled Encountering Jesus Christ in Thin Spaces, think of these questions. Do you understand, or what do you think about the concept of thin places and spaces? Have you had the experience of thin spaces in your life? During this Advent season, we're given an opportunity to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus Christ. Watch for the thin spaces where you might encounter him as you prepare to celebrate his coming.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
There are times in our lives when most of us have experienced what you could call thin places. Author Eric Weiner says that thin places are locales where the distance between heaven and earth collapses, and we're able to catch glimpses of the divine or the transcendent. We find that thin places often disorient us. They confuse us. We lose our bearings and find new ones, or not. Either way, we are jolted out of old ways of seeing the world. Our lives are regulated and guided and controlled by both time and space. Well, as I look at you, I have to confess that for many of you, the further we move into retirement, we're less and less controlled by time and space. But for people like me who are still actively employed and working, I schedule some things on my to-do list for a particular time. Or I add a calendar event to meet someone at a place and time. Space and time guide our lives. And although most people talk about thin places where they encounter the transcendent, I like to include thin times as well. Times of the day or times in our lives when we seem to be more receptive to an experience of the divine. When I think about thin places and times, there are some thin encounters that are thinner than others. Profound moments when both time and space seem to collapse in one divine spark, and we find ourselves in both a unique time and a unique place where we encounter the divine, where the great mystery we call God feels closer than at other times. Maybe you have experienced one of those thinnest of places. It may have been while you were on a particular holy site in the Holy Land, or maybe you're in a particular spot on a particular day in the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela. Maybe you experience the thinnest of places that particular cloudless, moonless night when you were looking up at the vastness of the starry heavens, and in that moment you sense the profound, holy grandeur of it all. And yet, there are also times and places in life where some people seem to experience a thin place, while others who may be right next to them just miss it. Some experience God very close, while others, for whatever reason, just don't seem to notice it. Elizabeth Barrett Browning spoke of this, I believe, when she wrote, "Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God, but only he who sees takes off his shoes. The rest sit around and pluck blackberries." The Bible also speaks to us of these thin places. When Moses was in the fields tending the flocks of his father-in-law Jethro, he saw something glowing brightly in the distance. He went to investigate. The closer he came, the more he noticed his heartbeat increasing and increasing in its pace, his skin forming goosebumps, the hairs on the back of his neck standing on end, his senses all on alert. There was an awareness in this place of mystery and wonder, that place where a bush burned brilliantly with fire and yet was not consumed. A voice spoke to him there, "Take off your sandals, for the ground on which you stand is holy." The ground on which you stand, in other words, is a thin place. Later, when the Hebrew people fled Egypt and followed Moses through the desert of Sinai, they approached the mountain of God. The voice of God spoke to Moses there, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and prepare for the third day, because on the third day the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people." God told the Hebrew people to prepare themselves, for the thinnest of all places was going to come to them. God was going to come to them. Deacon Rich read in the gospel about another one of these thin places. John the Baptizer was preaching and baptizing at the Jordan River. The entire city of Jerusalem, we are told, had heard of it, and they were all abuzz with the news of this prophet. Those who had been to see him reported that John spoke with great power and authority. People from everywhere began flocking to hear him, and there they found John shouting and gesturing and pointing, "Repent, change your lives." His words rolled forth wave after wave, filled with passion and fire. Then suddenly and dramatically, he went silent, his eyes scanning the crowd with intensity, catching each person in his gaze. He seemed to be looking for something, maybe for someone. Then he boomed out for all to hear, "Someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I'm not even worthy to stoop down like a slave and untie the straps of his sandals." I believe his words must have immediately sent shockwaves through the crowd like a mighty tidal wave. The very air around the people was electrified as great excitement filled them with expectation. They must have been thinking, "Someone is coming? Someone much greater than John? Who could that be?" Murmurs began to spread through the crowd. Who could possibly be greater than this prophet, John the Baptizer? John, with his fiery words, calling the people to repentance and baptism. Who could be so much greater than John that even this mighty prophet felt completely unworthy to even stoop down like a slave and untie the straps of his sandals? Here was John the Baptist, impressive, powerful, proclaiming that Jesus, who was coming, was full of such greatness and preeminence that John felt like a mere ant in his presence, felt less than the lowliest of slaves before that Jesus, this Jesus, the Messiah and Christ. Who could this Jesus Christ be? Well, we heard it in the scriptures I read at the beginning of the service, the beginning of John's gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. You see, the glorious divine Son of God was about to make an appearance in human flesh, himself, the ultimate of thin places, of thin people. Just like Moses of old, who told the Hebrew people to prepare themselves for an encounter with God, John the Baptizer was preparing the masses for the coming of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Son of Man. Why was it so important for those Jewish people long ago to be prepared for the coming of Jesus? Well, because John didn't want the people to miss him, to miss this thin moment of God's appearing. That moment in time was crucial in those people's lives, for just as Eric Weiner wrote, that thin places were places where the distance between heaven and earth collapses and we're able to catch glimpses of the divine. Jesus was that divine place, that divine one, standing right there in front of them. And the people needed to have eyes to see it so that God could use that thin place to disorient them and unmoor them and jolt them out of their old ways of seeing their world and the God of their world. Jesus, the ultimate of thinnest places, did indeed disrupt and unmoor the people. Some people accepted that change and chose to move into a new way of seeing, while others, well, they were just not prepared for such a seismic shift in their worldview. They only saw Jesus as a threat to their way of life and their status, and so they chose to snuff out that threat to crucify him. During this Advent season, you and I are given an opportunity as well to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus Christ to us, to prepare for an encounter with him who is the ultimate of thin places. We might prepare by maybe changing some of our normal routines in this season, maybe spending a little more time in this sanctuary, by listening to scriptures, singing songs, applying the homily to your lives. You might prepare by coming into this place when no one else is around, lighting a candle behind me here, kneeling in front of the tabernacle, and contemplating the mysterious vastness of it all. You can prepare by reading authors that just may stretch you out of your comfort zone, or talking with someone whose walk with Christ you deeply respect. But be aware, when you encounter this Jesus Christ, it will challenge you and stir things up and maybe unmoor you just a little from your previous understanding. If you prepare well, it may just jolt you out of your old ways of seeing the world and the God's presence in this world. Thin places and times, you see, have a way of doing that. During Advent, we sing this hymn, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appear. We are reminded in these words of the deep longing the children of Israel had for Emmanuel, God with them, to come to them soon. You and I are called as well to long and hunger for a disrupting encounter with Jesus Christ. May we prepare for his coming, for a thin place encounter with Jesus Christ.